they're not being glued together often. It's just too much. Last meeting. Und jedes Mal, vorher werden wir noch ein Reinigungsmantra chanten zusammen. Ich werde ein Mantra sprechen, ich werde es wiederholen, das ganze Mantra, und dann machen wir die Reinigung. Das ist ein
Diksha or initiation, the first or second. It's a very, very important step in a devotee's life because After accepting shelter by the spiritual master, the next step is initiation. That's the direction given by Sila Rupa Goswami in his lecture of devotion. The first thing what a candidate does to make a progress in devotional service and to strengthen his faith, his Shraddha, is to take shelter on the feet of the spiritual master. Pada Guru Ashraya, or the Pada Ashraya, means taking shelter in the instruction or shelter approaching spiritual master. Then the next thing, naturally, is if one is accepted, or if this state between guru and disciple to the guru is strengthened after some period, testing period. So we all had enough testing period. Some of you are already in contact with like Srinka over 10 years, huh? 15 years. Previously, always we quoted Prabhupada, who was accepted Spiritual Master 1922, and only after 11 years he accepted initiation by his Spiritual Master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So sometimes it's not so bad to wait long enough and still be around and repeat on the same process. It was a quite big testing period for all of us, especially for the disciples. Although I told you all, you can accept shelter by someone else, but because this you didn't want to change, because once as one time, one disciple told to me, one cannot only give one heart to one person. You cannot give a heart to two persons or five persons. So the heart is given to one person. And if one has given this heart also to this one person, then one stays there. So therefore, somebody who is accepted by a spiritual master, by Vaishnava, it's difficult to tell him to go somewhere else. As you can say, but for the disciple it's very difficult, it's very painful. So it's you didn't change your mind, you stayed in this process, like Srinka for 15 years, you for 10 years, and all this also quite 7, 8, also 12 years, it's a long time. Normally, to Prabhupada's time, we became initiated after half a year, or after three months sometimes. Of course, later on, the testing period was also increased to 1 year. Actually, minimum procedure nowadays is 1 year, and then the second, another half a year or 1 year, accordingly. Depends on who. I'm very happy that now we succeeded, that we can close this procedure, that all of you get this initiation. Because it's very important to accept the Diksha mantra, Hare Krishna Maha mantra, and later on also Gayatri mantras. Pancharatika mantra, the deity worship. So in this way, this helps us, this process helps us of developing more faith. Of course, it doesn't end with initiation. Prabhupada always called initiation, diksha means not the end, it's the beginning. So don't be satisfied and think, so now you have the name, you have the mantra, and so bye-bye now. So now I do whatever I like. So I give you the dakshin and pay you for it. So thank you. Thank you very much. And I go my way. So the devotee never thinks I go a disciple. So now I got mantra diksha by Guru, and so now I go my own way. So we go always the way of Guru. Therefore, the next thing after accepting initiation of Guru, the hard work is starting. That one stays always faithful, not only before the initiation, but also after initiation, stay faithful in the and be loyal to the Guru and also to the family of Vaishnavas where the Guru is giving you initiation. That means our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, especially as it's coming down from Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya. Srila Prabhupada, he started this ISKCON, International Society of Krishna Consciousness, to give everyone opportunity to come in contact with the Holy Name, with Krishna, with the process of deity worship, and especially also with the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Katha. And he also gave us the opportunity to associate with devotees. Therefore, he arranged that we have temples, and he desired to have temples so that devotees can meet and come together and have kirtan, sangha, hear about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana. This process of hearing about Krishna is not ordinary hearing, it's not ordinary sound, it's transcendental sound. Shabda Brahma. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and also Gayatri mantras, they're Shabda Brahma, they're transcendental sound. They're not created by man, they're coming from the Supreme Lord Himself to this world. Through the initiation process. The first person who became initiated in this universe by Krishna was Brahma, the creator of this universe. So when Brahma received the initiation of Satyam Param Dhimahi, he became concentrated on Krishna's, on his sound, Gayatri. It means Gayatri Devi, which is also personification. And the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, anyway, is not different from Krishna. It's a transcendental sound representation of Krishna. As such, Krishna's name is not different from Krishna. So in this way, by reciting mantra, we can deliver our mind, we can purify our heart, our consciousness, Chaita Dharpana Machana, Mahadabhakmi Nirvapana. That's teaching of Lord Chaitanya. By chanting holy name, one's heart become purified, consciousness become purified. Chaita means heart. Without pure heart, you cannot have pure consciousness. The soul is situated in the heart. So the devotee, therefore, he arranges, he decides to make this step of accepting initiation by dedicating his life to the service of the Shvetu Master. That's the third thing, step. After initiation, you're accepting shelter of Shvetu Master, you're also following his instructions, his mission. Of course, I don't have my own mission. I have mission of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is our founder Acharya. He gave us mission. And his main mission was that we chant and be happy. It's very simple. Associate with devotees, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, be satisfied with Krishna Prasadam, and have a happy life, joyful life in Krishna consciousness. That was Prabhupada's mission, that was Prabhupada's great desire. He wanted to make the whole world happy because he can. He saw that everyone was unhappy, although we had everything. We had everything and still have everything materially, but something is missing. This missing thing is Krishna. So Prabhupada gave us Krishna. Actually, Lord Chaitanya, he came to give Krishna to everyone. But Krishna didn't become famous through just by coming himself 5,000 years ago. So he came again to spread the holy name in form of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, the Panchatattva members. And he instructed also his for all his followers, please take this holy name, taste it yourself, realize it, relish the holy name, the nectar of the holy name, free of offenses, the pure holy name, and give it to others. That is Mahaprabhu's instruction, and that is the instruction of the parampara. It is coming down to us. It's not something that we invent or what is something new. So it's a process that comes from Krishna down to the Guru Parampara since time immemorial. Now we have opportunity to receive the holy name, and it's a duty of the followers of Srila Prabhupada to spread the holy name in form of the holy name itself and in form of books. And by reading, first of all, studying Srila Prabhupada's books, apply your life according to his teachings, and teach it to others as according to your realization. Not as we didn't realize. Don't repeat like a parrot. So our process, just like a repetition without understanding. Sutta Goswami, he just repeated that what you heard from Shukadeva Goswami, from his guru, that what he, according to his realization. So Srila Rupa Goswami, he gave us this process of 64 angas of sadhana bhakti, beginning with association of devotees, accepting shelter of spiritual master, diksha, service, devotional service, chanting the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, to worship deity, deity worship, archana, and to live in a holy place. So if one doesn't have a holy place around, like Vrindavan, Mathura, or Jagannathpuri, or Naipur, then one can visit regularly the temple, do service in the temple, or help supporting the temple, and also create in your own home a purified place, and saintly, or a holy place, by having deity worship and chanting at home, inviting guests or devotees to chant the holy name, accept the sound. So this way, even the home can be turned into Vaikuntha. That's Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teaching. Even the spirit, your own home can become spiritual world if you accept Krishna in your home. So this process, for the fourth process, is then to follow the footsteps of the previous acharyas. So it's nothing new. So we're following Rupa Goswami and all the previous acharyas, coming down from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampadaya, and also learn how to ask questions. Because naturally, if you read Srila Prabhupada's books, then you see maybe there's something unclear or not understandable, then write it down, make notes, and ask senior Vaishnavas or the gurus how to understand this, how to apply this in life, so that I can realize it and understand it. So Srila Prabhupada gave his purpose, and many things are clear. But in case something is unclear, you should not cultivate doubts in your mind and think, it will go away after some time. Doubt has to be killed, removed. Therefore, Krishna appeared as Madhusudana to kill the demon doubt, to remove this from our heart. Because the doubt is a big stumbling block and hindrance and obstacle in devotional service, in progressing in love to Krishna. without should be solved by approaching Spiritual Master. If you ever have a doubt or some questions about something that you don't understand, and you like to understand it in a realized way, then ask Guru or any senior devotee who has knowledge about it. So devotee should not only be fixed on the Guru who is giving shiksha, he should also fix his mind, or how say, learn how to associate and appreciate other Vaishnavas. Because if you only think, oh, Guru told me, I only listen to Guru, and I don't have to listen to any other Vaishnavas and associate with them, then this is nearby, this Kanishta platform. So the devotee should learn how to associate with different kinds of devotees. Prabhupada created this movement or this institution to give opportunities that devotees can learn how to associate with other devotees, with senior ones, with equal ones, with new ones. So, to always have a deep respect. Actually, devotees should have respect to all living entities, but especially the devotees. It's not good to only have respect to all the living entities, but not the devotees. And it's also not good to have only respect to the devotees and not all the living entities. So we should have respect, natural respect, respecting the jiva, the living entity, who is in everyone's heart. And also God, Paramatma, is there in everyone's heart. So we should respect even a dog, even an ant. Therefore, naturally, a devotee is non-violent, he's peaceful, he's a natural vegetarian, doesn't like to eat meat, fish, and eggs. Therefore, he doesn't want to harm any living entity, he doesn't even like to harm an insect, not to speak of a cow, or a goat, or a chicken, or even touching an egg. So, for him, this is completely untouchable food, not offerable to Krishna. So we are Prasadarians. Also we are vegetarians, first of all, also because of ethical point of view, because of suffering of all the living entities who are in these animal bodies. But we are also vegetarian because Krishna is vegetarian. Therefore, naturally, a devotee, he offers Krishna food, Patra Pushpa Palantayam, and this is offered in Bhakti, these leaves and fruits and vegetables and milk products and water. If this is offered on flowers, if this is offered with love and devotion, Krishna exists. It says in Gita. Well, therefore, that's the first thing what the devotee promises in this day, Diksha day, initiation day. We take this vow and this firm determination to go this path, not to eat meat, fish, and eggs. And then, the principle of tapasya, tapa, is the first principle that should be accepted in the Pancha Samskara. In devotional service, devotees also follow some samskara, some purification. And the first procedure of samskara of five, we have five samskaras in devotee's life. Actually, everything connected with this diksha. And the first one is tapa. Tapa means to follow a certain kind of an austerity. Previously, in some sampradayas, they brandmarked the body of a disciple. The guru brandmarked him with the marks of Vishnu, like a farmer is brandmarking a cult, you know, or a cattle. That's my one now, you know. So it's brandmarked, you know, with a stamp or with a number, you know, or with some symbol in it. So the Vaishnava guru is brandmarking the body of the disciple with some mark of Vishnu, you know. Chakra and club here, and according to Sampradaya. But in Lord Chaitanya's movement, this procedure was never introduced. his tapa in this way, the external way of brand marking the body. Because this tattoo is nowadays very fashion, of course, some devotees maybe would like it, brand mark your body in different places with Vishnu stamps. But actually, it's not our procedure. The tapa, what Prabhupada has given us is, as already told, accept shelter in the holy name, give up your regret, learn how to regret about our past misdeeds or sins. We may have done, and that we are taking up now the process of surrendering, Sharanagati, surrendering to instruction of the Spiritual Master and Krishna also, and the previous Acharyas, the surrendering process. That means that we learn, the tapasya is actually to learn how to give up ourselves. We are not this body, we are spirit soul, we are eternal spirit soul. That's actually the main teaching what Prabhupada has given us, that to understand and to realize that we are eternal, that we are not this body. And that therefore we should not cultivate sense gratification, first for the bodily, external bodily comfort, but we should learn how to give pleasure to Krishna. That's actually the tapasya. In very simple words, to give up sense gratification. Of course, we have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to recreate, we have to dress ourselves properly. We cannot live like Babaji or like the Sikhs Goswamis did in Vrindavan. So we have to behave civilized according to our modern standards. But internally, we should always learn how to be a servant of Krishna. Krishna does. Therefore, it's very important for the disciple to change name, to get the spiritual name and to accept the holy name. So after tapa is performed, that means the austerity, certain kind of austerity, that means give up bad sangha, sangha tyaga. Bad sangha doesn't only mean with a woman, but also with lusty men, with lusty women, except one's own wife. The wife, if she is favorable in Krishna's service, you know, then she is not asat sangha. She is favorable, she is also Vaishnavi, she is devotee, and therefore respectable. But devotees should not associate with asat sangha, with unwanted, unfavorable association, because this is polluting the mind. And austerity goes lost. So why in the material world everyone has lost austerity? From Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga, four pillars were very prominent of Dharma. Dharma has four pillars. Some of your candidates, you know the first one? I already told, tapa, tapasya. Second one, cleanliness, purity, sauchyam. Third one, barmherzigkeit, daya. And the fourth one, truthfulness, wahrhaftigkeit, that's satyam. These are the four pillars. And the four pillars become destroyed by the Kali effect. Kali effect, what means Kali effect? Proud. Arrogance. Because we are very proud, we are very arrogant, we are breaking principles. We don't follow, we don't take shelter in the Guru, because we think, I'm better. I don't need Guru. Because I already know. If you already know better what is the best for you, then don't you have to approach a teacher. Don't approach Guru. Because Guru, approaching Guru is not a fashion. It's not something cheap. It's actually the most sincere step what we do in our life. To accept Guru. No? Therefore we're giving up ourselves to him, to instruction, to his shiksha, to his Here's the instructions. Therefore, the tapasya, a certain amount of tapasya has to be accepted, according to our mind. Don't be frivolous or too much sense gratification. I just do whatever I like. Then we don't need guru. Guru means that we have to become disciple, discipline, shishya. Shishya follows shastra. Shastra is coming from guru. It's a, like a weapon with cutting, our sense gratification spirit. Because we are all inclined to enjoy our senses to the topmost degree. You can see in the material world, people are crazy, the sense gratification. Unam pramata, kurutevi karma. And they become like mad. So the devotee should therefore be very careful to associate with such kind of people, because you become practically mad, like them. If you live in such a kind of an atmosphere or accept this as a real thing. You should always understand this is a great illusion, this is Maya. But still, this Maya is here, so we cannot run away from it, we cannot fight against it. We have to take shelter in knowledge. Knowledge given by Shri Master, by Shastra. Shastra Chakshu. If you have the light from the Shastra, then we always know what is right and what is wrong. So therefore, a devotee who is accepting an initiation is very firm in his determination. We have the Atmika Buddhir Ekeha Kurna.
It's not
me drinking from
water.
Some little water. So Purnandana. So a disciple is very firm in his determination to serve Krishna, to serve the instruction of the Shvirt Master, so that he doesn't have even time to think about his own sense gratification. Opposite of proudness of the demonia quality is trinada pisanechana. This means humility. Vaishnava actually is humble, meek and humble before Shvirt Master, before the Vaishnavas. And is always happy to receive blessings and mercy. Because the more we can get blessings and mercy, we are able to progress and also give the mercy to others. We have no mercy ourselves, but if we can get mercy and kindness of other Vaishnavas and by the Shvirt Master, then we can also give this mercy or this process to others. So tapa paundra. Paundra means urva paundra. To mark your body with the tilak. So we don't brand mark, but we put tilak on it. So 12 places, and at least on the forehead, you should wear Vaishnava tilaka, as we all do. And this is from the Pancha Samskara, the second one, to accept this pundra. Urva Pundra means this upcoming line, double line of tilak, Vaishnava tilak, resembling reminding everyone that you are a devotee now, not of yourself, of your false ego, but that you are a devotee now of Vishnu, Krishna. Double line also means Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavat Marko parallel. And that your body, your spiritual body, and your material body, where you go parallel, means with your senses, mind, and words, you practically serve Krishna very determinedly. So this is the symbol. That the Vaishnavas mark themselves with the Vaishnava tilak, and also dressed, be clean, shaven-headed, and then women rarely do, but they also sometimes do, they're ascetic. But in general, the men do, and they have sikha, and then you have a Vaishnava dress. So these are the external symbols of a Vaishnava that everyone knows. Oh, here's a Vaishnava. In India it's very prominent. If they see a Vaishnava person like that, they naturally give you respect. Of course, here in Switzerland or in our countries, it's not. We mostly do it. We have a process outside Harinam. In some countries like Italy, they always wear dhoti, tilak, and like that. Prabhupada even told that every Sankirtan devotees, we should go first with dhoti and tilak, everything. But then it became difficult because people had some prejudice. About these people, Hare Krishna people. That's what Prabhupada told us. Okay, you can wear karmic dress, but tilak we should wear. We should always be shaven-headed. Because we are known, Hare Krishnas are known as shaven-headed, not as hippies. Prabhupada didn't like these hippie seeds people, you know, grown up hair. Now they've become fashion. Some grihasthas, they've got grown hair, beard even. It's actually not so much our line, but what can you do nowadays? Everyone has his taste and things. I'm a grihastha, bhakti. Advaita Acharya had long hair and like that, you know. But actually, Vaishnavas, Prabhupada, in Prabhupada's line, he liked shaven head and tilak, simple, you know, and bright face. So devotees are known as that. And then the third symbol, the third procedure of this Pancha Samskara is to accept the name. That means you get the Nama initiation, you receive the holy name, and you also accept the name Dasa or Dasi, Krishna Dasa, or Radharani Dasi. So that reminds you that I'm actually a servant, not of the senses anymore, and of my mind and my own whims. I'm now a servant of Radha and Krishna. And I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of mostly a servant of Radha Krishna. This is the identification that we should learn to cultivate our entire life. So, and then the fourth samskara is to receive the Gayatri mantras. Mantra is the fourth samskara. To receive the Gayatri mantras, seven we have. One is Vedic, it means it's the Brahma Gayatri, and six Pancharatrika Gayatris, mantras, for the deity worship. So this is also given today to some of you. So Gayatri helps in this age of Kali Yuga, in the process of surrendering to Krishna and to purify ourselves further and to become more deeper, because Gayatri is Dhimahi mantra, is a meditation mantra. It's not spoken, it's not made in kirtan like it's nowadays fashion in some new age groups, chanting Gayatri mantras loudly. But we don't do that. Actually, it's a secret mantra, it's a meditation. Dhimahi, Satyam Param Dhimahi. In all the Gayatri mantras, is a Dhimahi in it, so that means absorption, absorbing, concentrating the mind. It's not a Kirtan mantra. Hare Krishna mantra is Kirtan mantra, Gayatri mantra a meditation mantra, so we don't mix this. And it helps, these meditation mantras help us to absorb our minds. Krishna, and it helps us to also become more concentrated on the holy name. But the main thing is still to chant the holy name in a humble state of mind, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all false prestige, and always rendering service and respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself. And this way, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And that's the secret mantra or instruction that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to all his followers. And then finally the last samskara is pucha or yagya. So yagya means not only fire yagya, but deity worship. Samkitam yagya is also yagya. That's by Lord Chaitanya's mercy we have opportunity and understandable. We understand that parallel with deity worship, Pancharatrik Vidhi, Bhagavat Mark or Kirtan Mark has to be accepted, parallel. Therefore, double this tilak, two line, Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavat Mark, all parallel, you go upwards to Krishna, all parallel line. Not only accepting now the process of deity worship and neglecting the mission. Mission and deity worship naturally go parallel, because someone who has a taste in chanting and in deity worship naturally also wants to share this process with others. And for this daya, this mercy is not only given to animals, that we don't eat them, but we are, the mercy principle should be given, or applied to all living entities. All living entities. Also to yourself. Be also merciful to yourself by accepting this process, be sincerely, accept the mercy, be open for it, open your heart for it, so that you are able to give it to others, share it with others, without becoming puffed up of a great charitable person or somebody who is a great humanist or spiritual humanist or charity worker. It's the greatest charity, but we should not be proud of it. It's a great mercy that there can be a prolonged arm of Srila Prabhupada to assist him, all of you also, so we can assist him in this wonderful mission to give Krishna to others in some way or other, according to your realization, an opportunity. There's always an opportunity if you like, or if you wish. So, these are the samskara, pancha samskara known as pancha samskara. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he recommends that every Vaishnava should apply this pancha samskara, that the guru should teach his pancha samskara to his disciples, so that all can make progress, become sincere, free of intoxication. That means free of this intoxication process. We are already intoxicated. Don't intoxicate yourself more by drugs, etc. Become sane and clear in mind. Don't need any drugs. We have the drug. The biggest drug is Krishna Prasadam, so nectar of the holy name. So we don't need any external drugs. Therefore, naturally, a devotee has no inclination in alcohol or smoking, like this. It's not very nice. And it destroys the mercy principle. Because Prabhupada, in the 17th chapter of the first canto, text 25, he says that the four pillars of Dharma, that means this tapa, saucham, daya, and satyam, become destroyed by sinful life. Tapa becomes destroyed by too much proudness and arrogance, and artificial accumulation of material wealth. And the joying spirit, more than that one needs to maintain one's body and soul together. So it's a great sin that what happens becomes destroyed actually through proud. And because of proud, people also kill animals and eat too much meat. Fish and eggs, sense gratification. So this is the main thing. So tapa is destroyed by proudness. Saucha and purity is destroyed by sangha. By sangha association, be lusty for other women and your own wife. And even there, one should try to regulate yourself and and they actually Grihastha. It means accept Krishna consciousness as your main principles in your house, in your life, with your whole family together. Saucham purity is destroyed by bad association with lusty women, lusty men, or people who only have interest in sense gratification. So asatsanga, it has to be given up. And associate with satsanga, association with devotees. Then tapa is destroyed by drugs, by intoxication. Now you may be wondering, why, how is it possible? Because every one of you who knows people who are addicted to drugs, alcohol and hard drugs, you see that they become very much angry sometimes. Sometimes they become very heavy, beating everyone and killing even somebody. They have not that, because they lose any kind of a distinction of what is right, what is wrong. Therefore, they become very much aggressive. Actually, drugs is increasing aggressivity, passion, and ignorance. It's completely tamaguna and raja, and therefore not at all favorable for devotional service. Devotees should cultivate dharma principle, be merciful by spreading Krishna consciousness, and also accept mercy by association with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi, Bhava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Then the last one is Satya, truthfulness is destroyed by lying, cheating others or cheating yourself, gambling also, because gambling is very bad, also because first of all, it makes it completely dependent. It's like a drug. It is. Completely absorbs your whole energy. Like nowadays, people also gambling, especially with their money, lotteries or in the banks, money exchange person, is that one person?
English.
Yeah.
Stock market.
Stock market, you know, it's also a speculation. And all people, you know, that they just think all the time, you know, about, you know, how to increase money, how to invest money there and there. Just virtual, you know, in the computer. Money banking. You know? And it completely absorbs your mind. You only have to think about this. Day and night. You have to dream about it. You have to think about it. All the time. So it's a very, very heavy destruction completely from by part of the Vaishnava devotional service. And gambling, you know, in lotteries and like that, it also absorbs your mind, you know, always have to think about it. And even sometimes if you get the money, then you maybe become so much in crisis that sometimes you get a heart attack. One time they asked the person who got a million, has something changed in your life? I told, yeah, in my life nothing changed, but everyone else around me changed. Because they didn't got as much as they desired, you know, as they would like to have. So, therefore, gambling also, the world is not inclined for gambling. We are dependent on Krishna. Krishna can give us a million, but he can give us nothing. But we don't have to be scared that Krishna will not maintain. Because the fate of a Sharanagati devotee is that Krishna will always maintain you, he will take care. Of course, doesn't mean that you are lazy. You should work, should have a job, or live in a temple and do something. Don't be lazy. Lazy is devil's workshop. You should always be engaged in some kind of occupation according to Varna and Ashrama. And in this way, engage this Varna and Ashrama, your qualities in the service of Krishna. So therefore, gambling or be untruthfulness to yourself also. Try to be something what you are not. Cheating yourself or cheating others. It's great, although this is unlike, or this pillar is somehow older than Kali Yuga, still a little present, Satyam, but still it becomes very much attacked day by day, more and more, by Kali and his agents and by his influence. So devotees should avoid, because Satyam is very important, this truthfulness, to be honest, to be genuine, to be authentic, authentic person, not some show or some, I'll say something what we are, like to be, what we are not. Then naturally you will get mercy, you can get, and you can make progress. So that's actually what I wanted to say. So we can now, the devotees can come. I hope you all agree with these principles, what I spoke now and explained. You agree? Huh? You accept this in your life? Huh? Da-da? Yes, yes. Good, then I will call you. Wait, now I will give the beats, that is the next thing. Go one after one, I didn't calculate it. I'll see you. Sreeka is the first. Oh! You should come here. And then after to Prabhupada, to the deities. Because you are first, because you waited the longest time of all. I have to see what is your name here, the inside. So you agree to the process, and dedicate yourself to Srila Prabhupada's instructions and to the process that he has given us, and to everything that I hold.
Yes.
Okay. So, very nice name. You are a servant of the means of Vrinda Devi. Who is a messenger in the Krishna Lila. So your name is Vrindarika Devidas.
Fish and eggs eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no gambling.
Mm.
How are you going?
Okay.
And to always chant at least 16 rounds a day.
Okay. Your name is Govardhan Gopadas. Thank you. should offer dandavat like that, because not to the deities, not to Srila Prabhupada. They have everywhere some. That's also your name here. Govardhan Gopal Das. It's a name of a cowboy boy in Krishna Lila.
Hello!
Good friend of Nanda Maharaj, means a more senior one. Next one is Bhakta Markus. Can chant pranam loud. It's also a rule actually, so chant pranam loud.
Namaha Sankirtana Vishvare Prabhupada Nugani Pratichayam Prachastra Vamsaya Sankirtana.
So, English is okay? You can make the promises? Wow.
At least chanting 16 vows. Mm-hmm. No meat eating, no fish, no eggs, no illicit sex, no drugs.
No gambling. Good, your new name is now a name of Lord Chaitanya. Mayapur Chandra Das. Kirtida David Hazi. She's the mother of Srimati Radharani. Hazi. Servant. I can remember once when Prabhupada gave initiations in Numaipur in France. So my godbrother Chai Gurudev, his name was Jeremy. He got the initiation Prabhupada. So then Prabhupada looked at him. He also taught the principles, and Prabhupada thought, so your name is Chai Gurudev. But then he make a little break, and then he said, looked at him again and said, Das. So that you think, I'm Chai Gurudev now, I'm the glorious Gurudev, you are the servant of me.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We accepted this process and take it seriously. And make nice progress. And don't forget, stay in touch. Don't forget, stay in touch, and so that this process one can nicely cooperate with Guru and Shishya, and in a cooperative spirit we can make the progress and guidance and following inspiration. Because you inspire me by following Srila Prabhupada in this process. It's not only that I may inspire you, I only can inspire you if I can serve my spiritual master, inspire him and Vaishnavas, so this way I can inspire you. And if you feel inspired, the Guru is inspired, and the others are inspired by you, by your good example. So always give good example, be nice Vaishnava and Vaishnavi. Then Radharani's and Krishna's mercy, Vaishnava's mercy, Guru's mercy is always available. More than enough. Don't ask, give me special mercy. Mercy is already here. We only have to open to receive it. The process that we are in, this process, is already great mercy. So, Hare Krishna. Chakra Ki Jai, Guru Parampara.